BBC News with Natalia Rolston. There have been violent clashes between anti-government protesters and the security forces in the Pakistani capital, Islamabad. Thousands of demonstrators, led by the opposition politician Imran Khan and the cleric Tahir al-Qadri, had been holding a sit-in outside the offices of the Prime Minister Nawaz Sharif, calling for him to step down. Mr. Qadri said police opened fire, accusing them of a terrorist act.
For 17 days, there was not a single minor act of violence. And up till now, not a single person of the marchers is armed. But the government has started state terrorism. First of all, they started the shelling, then they started tear gases, and then they started direct firing. The whole scene is by God, unimaginable.
A BBC correspondent in the city, Shazib Jalani, said the protesters were not entirely peaceful.
From the reports that we are getting, this wasn't entirely one-sided. Many of these protesters were carrying sticks, they were carrying slingshots, they also threw rocks at the police. Now, reports we are getting is that about 100 people are injured so far, and there are reports that a number of people may have died. But there's no doubt that the situation has really deteriorated tonight.
The Ukrainian President Petro Poroshenko says European Union leaders have agreed to prepare new sanctions against Russia over its intervention in the conflict in the east of the country. Speaking after a meeting with EU leaders in Brussels, Mr. Poroshenko warned of serious consequences if efforts to end the current hostilities failed.
I think that we are very close to the point of non-return, full-scale war, which already happened under territory controlled by separatists and instead of separatists, regular Russian troops. And that's why we undertake the enormous efforts to stop that and to bring the discussion in the diplomatic format.
The European Union has chosen the Polish Prime Minister Donald Tusk as the next president of the European Council, replacing Herman Van Rompuy. The new foreign policy chief is to be the current foreign minister of Italy, Federica Mogherini. The announcement came as EU leaders discussed imposing further sanctions on Russia over Ukraine. Ms. Mogherini stressed the need to keep diplomatic channels open despite discussions about sanctions.
We still all know that the military way is not the solution to the crisis, for the benefit of the Ukrainians first. And so as we think and we work on the level of sanctions, we also have to keep the diplomatic way open. And that's our job, to do both, hoping that the combination, a wise combination, can be effective, which has not been the case so far.
This is Natalia Rolston with the latest world news from the BBC. The Iraqi army, backed by Shia militia forces and Kurdish fighters, has launched a major offensive to try to break the siege by Islamic State jihadists in the town of Amirli. Thousands of people have been trapped in the town for 2 months, though it is believed there are fewer than previously estimated. Sebastian Usher reports.
The people of Amirli have held out for 2 months against the jihadist fighters. The Iraqi army has been preparing for days for a concerted offensive to lift the siege of the town. That is now underway on several fronts. For now, the army is backed up by Kurdish fighters as well as Shia militias. The Iraqi Air Force is providing cover. Officials deny any involvement from the US, which has carried out a number of airstrikes against IS elsewhere. The cooperation with the Kurds and Shia militias will give heart to those inside.